Oh.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, they had 100 celebration when they played the when I played against because I was when I finished work, I was treasurer of the Camden County Bowls Club, and the Conservative Club, because two members of both, they said, "Oh, we'll have to have something," so we played bowls as a competition. And they said, "You can't play for the Bowls Club because you was a member of the Cherry Cons first." So I had to play for the Cons Club rather than... So that's been done something. Mum remembers it more. She remembers lots about the Conservative Club. Not she was a member because it's a men's club. But being living opposite, she remembers the bit that's on the side now used to be the, where the snooker tables were originally, was sort of a, like a big tin, as they did, you know, on the side of a big place which got corrugated iron when they kept the billiard tables in. Then sometime later on, they knocked down when they got some money and built the extension on the side of the house, because there is a Victorian house, if you look, and there's an extension on the side. And basically, they put the billiard tables in. Of course, they gave them a room upstairs, which they used to call the ballroom in our early days, which was a room you could let. There was a kitchen up there. There was a kitchen up there and toilets up there. So it was handy room to let. Used to have snooker teams. They had a snooker team, billiard team. So very good players in those days there. And of course, it was one of those clubs that opened up at 5 o'clock in the evening. And most pubs, as you know, didn't open till six. They got a licence that they could open at five. And they used to close earlier. They opened the length of time instead of closing it. They closed late. So what used to do, all the builders and all of those men used to go in there on their way home from work. That's when it was very popular. That's the fact, you went in there, you had to have a jacket and tie on. In those days, it wasn't a club where like you could go in like this today. I go in with shorts up there now, but I mean, in those days, it was jacket and tie.
But like
and you had to be interviewed before. You can't just join. You had to be interviewed and to go in front of a committee, to, basically, whether you're a Conservative. That's the main ask. And yeah, general. But how do you know? How long have you known the person proposed? And general sort of thing. I can't really know of anybody that was rejected, because basically the people that proposed them wouldn't propose anybody they didn't think was a Conservative or whatever it was in those days. Because now, as it's a social club now, there are
most of the times it was people like solicitors and all the top people were in there, not just everyday builders would go in, you know, working. It was the top people in each firm that went in there.